Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. We're talking Oakland Restaurant Week. With me, Nick DeHasia, CEO of Oakland Zoo. Nick, Oakland Restaurant Week, first time the zoo is participating. What will foodies discover when they come to the zoo around food?
Well, first of all, we're so excited and thrilled to be participating in Oakland Restaurant Week, but you know, there's a surprise for you when you come here over these next 10 days. Chicken and waffles.
Did you say chicken and waffles?
I said chicken and waffles.
You know, it's my favorite, right? Yeah.
For those who know chicken and waffles, yeah, Come and try these. We've got an incredible hand-breaded chicken over a delicious sweet waffle. Bang Bang sauce, so we've got that sweet spicy. And these are delicious. But if you're vegetarian, we've got a vegetarian option as well, so you can have the same dish.
Well, you know, as you describe, I'm going to eat because this is radio, and I could eat and make noises, and people are going to love it. Talk us through the vegetarian option.
Well, again, the vegetarian, we got a plant-based chicken tender, the Bang Bang sweet spicy sauce over a Belgian waffle. You've got a chili ginger scallion oil. I mean, just absolutely delicious. You're tasting it here right now.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That is crunchy, slightly spicy, a bit of sweet. What? All the good feels that the tummy needs.
And listen, for those who can't see us, because we're not on TV, it looks absolutely beautiful on this plate.
We eat with our eyes. Presentation is everything. And you bring it. For veggies, you know, not just the Bang Bang veggie version of chicken, but there's also a gorgeous pizza that veggies will love too.
Yeah, absolutely. A pizza primavera. So you've got cherry tomatoes, asparagus, spinach, mushrooms, we got everything. Squash, obviously your mozzarella, and a garlic kale cream sauce. So again, it's beautifully done. It's got a nice char on it. So for vegetarians, this is out of the world.
So what the garden grows ended up here on the pizza. Nick, we all love a sweet ending to any meal. And my word, you guys bring it here. Oakland Zoo Landing Cafe, the sweet ending here is
chocolate dipped strawberries and cream, and that is an incredible serving. So hand dipped in white chocolate shell, covered, we've got shortbread cookie crumble, and you've got these beautiful fresh sliced strawberries. So it's a fantastic way to end the meal.
You know, this may be the only time of year when the animals are actually looking at us with a little bit of envy, because the animals here at Oakland Zoo, they're fed well. Yes, they are. But these offerings, the next 10 days, special menu for Oakland Restaurant Week.
And can I just say, it's not just about the food, right? This is about community. This is about coming with your friends, your family, your out-of-town guests, the flavor, the diversity of Oakland. You know, we're Oakland proud through and through. And so that's what's exciting about Oakland Restaurant Week. Hundreds participating. The flavors are absolutely incredible.
Well, Nick, as we know, Oakland voted best food city in the country by Condé Nast, and much of that is because of the diversity of the population. It's reflected in the cuisine and just the restaurants. On every corner, there's a different country, different kinds of flavors being represented here in Oakland.
It absolutely is incredible. I mean, this is the reason, you know, you can stay in Oakland. You don't need to leave Oakland, or you can come to Oakland. And listen, when you're here at the Oakland Zoo, up at the Landing Cafe, trying this incredible chicken and waffles, you're looking at downtown Oakland in front of you, the seven counties around you, the animals, the birds chirping above us. It absolutely is spectacular.
Drop a few names in terms of the animals. When folks come and visit Oakland Zoo, what will they discover around animals when they get here?
Well, listen, it's a little bit of everything. So you come up to the Landing Cafe, those grizzly bears that are playing and playful in the underwater viewing, the mountain lions that we've had to unfortunately rescue but are here and being cared for. But you can also go see the camels and the giraffes and the tigers and lions. We've got a little bit of everything.
Lions, tigers, bears, and great food. Oh, my.
There you go.
Let you have the last word, Nick, for those who've not been here to Oakland Zoo, to Landing Cafe. Why should they come and when can they come?
Well, you know, first of all, it's just a great time out. It's a time to be with friends and family. We all need that time outdoors. So when you come to the zoo, you've got 100 acres to be outside with the people you love and with the good food as well.
Well, I got to be with you today, my friend, Nick. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Liam.
Thanks for running a great zoo. Friends, it really is Oakland Zoo. By the way, don't just come here and eat for Oakland Restaurant Week. Make sure you sign up, become a member, a family membership. I still think it's the best deal on the planet.
Absolutely. I mean, again, nothing beats this, in not just in Oakland and the East Bay, but in the Bay Area.
More friends on Oakland Restaurant Week, more than 100 different restaurants participating. So go support the restaurants. They need us now more than ever. You'll leave with a happy tummy for date night, with the group, with the family, whatever you choose to do. Whatever tickles your culinary joy spot, you'll find it here in the town in Oakland. More on Oakland Zoo, Landing Cafe, at kcbsradio.com. And click on Foodie Chap. More Bang Bang and Waffles?
God, can we have another bite now?
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.